果子单单是因为它跟树的连结。
The branches can bear fruit because its connection with the vine.
葡萄树的养分和水分都是流通到枝子上才能够结出葡萄来。
So that the vine, the nutrients, and the water going through the vine to the branches, so that branches can bear fruit.
非常自然的一个过程，枝子本身只是一个管道。
It's a natural process because the branch by itself is only a pipe.
如果你将来有机会做实验，你在那个接口的地方，你用刀去切一个口。
If you have a chance in your experiment or in your research, if you just cut a break by the connection,
你就会看到那个葡萄汁从那个切口就流出来。
Or you can see the juice flowing outside.
葡萄树的汁水。
That's the juice from the vine.
那个枝子就不能够结果子。
So the branch, can do nothing.
耶稣说我是真葡萄树。
Jesus said I'm the true vine.
你知道在主耶稣的时代，就是有很多有一些黑色的果子，它很像葡萄。
We know that in Jesus' time there was some black colored fruit looked like grapes.
但是你只要尝一下就知道那不是葡萄。
But once you taste it, you know immediately it's not grape.
所以主耶稣曾经教导说要防备假先知。
Therefore, Jesus told us that we need to be aware of the fake, prophets.
要凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？
So by their fruits, we can tell who they are.
所以我们要分辨。
So that's why we need to tell the grape fruits from the fake one. As we said, two people, how can people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles?
你知道很多的宗教都很像葡萄树。
A lot of religions, they look and taste like vine.
都是教人与人为善呢。
To teach us to be kind and good.
而且我们的教育也很像葡萄树。
And our education is like the vine too.
可以让人很有修养，彬彬有礼。
So it will cultivate us and teach us good manners.
包括现在啊，有很流行的成功神学，它在啊，主耶稣基督被钉十字架的福音外面，它给你包装一个很漂亮的外壳。
So even if some of the successful theologies, they try to wrap up themselves and make up and then present themselves look like the real one.
这样的传福音可以迎合人的适应的能力。
So their kind of preaching can meet the needs of the human beings.
可是知道这些宗教、这些教育、这些假葡萄树没有办法结出真果子来。
But,The key point is they cannot bear the true fruit because they are fake ones.
我们只要尝一下就知道。
As long as we taste it, have a taste of it, we know immediately.
我们重生得救的新生命应该是真葡萄树结的果子，是很 sweet.
Our new life should come from the real vine. It should be sweet.
我想我自己在信主以前，我也很关心别人，而且不求回报。
I feel when I turned into a Christian, before I turned into a Christian, and I was very kind to others too. I tried to help and without look expecting payback.
可是这却成了我自命清高，也自以为意。
This personality exactly became the barrier because I became arrogant and I couldn't believe.Well, I couldn't become a Christian.
在某种程度上，这却是我悔改信耶稣的一个拦阻。
To some extent, this personality stopped me or prevented me from becoming a Christian.
但是信主以后，被圣灵光照，就能够分别出来属于自己的、出乎肉体的那些都是假果子。
So after I become a Christian and through the light from the God, and I can tell immediately.In part of me is the fake fruit.
神的灵可以让我们看到，在我们里头就是我肉体当中没有良善。
So the Holy Spirit can make me know that, make us know that, I know that nothing good lives in me. That is in my sinful nature.
我们自己的意就像一件破烂的衣裳。
So our own personality or will is like the worn out clothing.
当我们真的认识到自己的时候，我们就会更多的来倚靠我们的神。
When we know better who we are, what, so we can depend more and more on our God.
就像枝子连在葡萄树上，我们信主以后对别人的关爱就跟以前就不一样。
Just like the branches are connected to the vine, after we become Christians, our love for others are entirely different kind of love.
不只是会关注到我们帮助他属世的需要，我们更多的是会关乎他内心心灵上的需要。
Not only we care about others for what they need in daily life to make a living, even more we care about what they need spiritually.
因为只有神的爱能够触摸人的心灵。
Only God's love that can touch human's heart.
主耶稣说我是真葡萄树。
Therefore Jesus said, I am the true vine.
我父是栽培的人。
My father is the gardener.
凡属我不结果子的他就要剪去。
He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit.
凡结果子的他就要修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
While every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will bear even more fruit.
这里的果子就是指到基督徒的生活，就是属灵的生命。
So the fruit here it refers to Jesus, Christian's life, that's the Holy Spirit's life.
天父是那栽培的园丁。
Heavenly Father is the gardener.
那有经验的园丁，他常常会修剪那个葡萄藤。
Experienced gardeners would often prune the branches.
是为了让那个葡萄树的养分专门用来供树枝结果子。
For the purpose of to provide nutrient and water to the branches to bear fruits.
而园丁有时候会修剪得非常彻底，只留下一些藤茎。
Sometimes the gardener would prune the branches so thoroughly that only a couple of vines left.
可能都影响到当年能够结果子。
It often sometimes would affect.The fruit bearing for the same year.
可是来年的果子却更加的丰盛。
However, the next year it will bear abundance of fruits.
我们有的时候也会受到严厉的修剪。
Sometimes we will have the same experience too. We'll be disciplined.
虽然很痛，但是想到天父是那栽培的人，我们的心中就会很甘心。
Though it is painful, but whenever we think about the Heavenly Father is the gardener, we'll feel comfortable.
而在这个时候，在人的眼光中，好像是在苦难当中。
Well, in human beings' mind, it might be suffering.
园丁把葡萄树剪得太彻底了。
Because the gardener prunes the branches so thoroughly.
但不知道他顾念的却是将来的收获。
We didn't know that the Father, the gardener, looked far away into the future.
天父知道这样的修剪可以结更多的果子。
Heavenly Father knows it very well. Such kind of a pruning would make the branches bear even more fruit.
所以当我们用属灵的眼光来看神的手的带领。
Therefore, when we look at this through the Holy Spirit point of view, then we know that God is leading us.
我们就常常能从苦难中看到属天的祝福。
So we can see the blessing from the heaven through the suffering.
神要带领他的孩子出水火进入丰富之地。
God wants to lead his children going through fire and water and brought us and bring us to a place of abundance.
天父对我们每一个人的修剪都不一样。
And Heavenly Father prunes us everybody in a different way.
修剪的程度也都不一样。
And the extent of the pruning is different too.
圣经上说，他用杖打小茴香，用棍打大茴香。
So the Bible says, Hellway is beaten out with a rod and coming with a stick.
当我们顺服在其中，就满有喜乐。
So when we completely obey, we feel joy.
我们也能够学到功课。
And we learn our lesson too.
我自己回想信主以后这方面的经历真的是很有体会。
When looking back, my experience and I really have a lot to say.
每一次学到功课，我就更 更多的知道顺服就是蒙福。
Each time I learn a lesson, I know that its submission is blessing.
有时候自己知道力不能胜的时候，我都能够向神做一个祷告，求神让我来顺服。
Sometimes when I feel it is too much for me to bear, I would immediately pray to our Lord and say, "Well, let me learn how to obey."
神也听这样的祷告。
And God listens to our prayer.
都是他的恩典。
And it's all His blessing.
圣经上说，凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦。
And the Bible says, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful."
但是后来却为那经验过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness.
在很多年以前，我看到Ruth Bell Graham 的一篇感想。
And, many years ago, I read a report or article by Ruth Bell Graham.
Yeah, Ruth Bell Graham 是美国当代被神重用的布道家 Billy Graham 的太太。
So Ruth Bell Graham is Billy Graham's wife. Billy Graham is a very famous pastor.
她是宣教士的女儿，她出生在中国。
So she was born in China, a daughter of a missionary.
很多年以前，他经过有一个建筑的工地。
Many years ago, she went through a construction site.
看到那个工地的路头有一块牌子。
Saw a sign by the end of the road.
那牌子上写着 "End of construction."
The sign said "Under construction."
下一句说 "Thank you for your patience."
谢谢你们的耐心。
他当时看到那个牌子，他很有感触。他说：“我们的一生在天父的面前，就像这个建筑工地。”
She thought a lot. She thought our whole life is like construction site.
等到我们离世见天父的时候，这个建筑就完毕。
So when we were about to leave this world and going to see our heavenly Father in heaven, and so this construction is completed.
所以他当时说。他说等我离世归天父以后，我的墓碑上我希望就写这一句话。
So therefore she said, well, this kind of text will be carved on my tombstone when I leave this world and go to heaven.
就是 end of construction, thank you for your patience.
Under construction, thank you for your patience.
我当时看到他的这篇感言，我那个时候信主大概第一年或者第二年。
This was the first or second year when I turned into Christian when I read this.
我也是似懂非懂。
And I couldn't understand fully.
我去年听到Ruth Bell Graham 他在87岁的高龄被天父接回天家。
So last year I heard the news that at the age of 87, Ruth Bell Graham was taken away by God.
我马上就想到他的这一篇感言。
Immediately thisTest jumped into my mind.
比我当时看到的时候感触多了很多。
And I had more feelings.
后来我到网上去设计，我想看看他的墓碑上是不是写了这句话。
And then I went to the internet to search and to find out to prove that whether this is the tombstone really carved this.
后来我看到说他的墓志铭真的有这样一句话。
It is true.
就是 end of construction.Thank you for your patience.
Again, under construction. Thank you for your patience.
感谢神，他就是用百般的忍耐来带领我们，来管教我们。
We feel grateful to our Lord because Lord train us and discipline us with much patience.
来栽培我们一生。
To cultivate us all our life.
这段经文当中第五节是一个非常关键的经文。
So in John chapter 15, verse 5 is very important.
主耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Lord Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
因着和葡萄树的连结，葡萄树的枝子能够结果子。
Because of the connection with the vine, branches can bear fruits.
我们基督徒的生命如果与主联合，也会有丰盛的果子。
So Christian's life, if it's connected with Jesus Christ, it can bear much fruit.
就像保罗说，若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人。
Just like Paul said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
The old has gone, the new has come.
就好像你把一块有锈的铁放到火炉里面去烧。
Just like the rusted piece of iron, and you put it in the furnace to burn.
当火力很强的时候，你就看到那个铁就在那个火里面。
So when the fire was very strong, you see the iron is in the fire.
你看不到那块铁原来的颜色。
You couldn't see the original color of the iron.
因为都变成新的了。
Because it becomes all new again.
到底是铁在火里面，还是火在铁里面？
We may ask ourselves whether the iron is in the fire or the fire.
其实我们分不清楚。
Because we cannot tell.
因为两者都是。
Because it's both.
既是火在铁里，也是铁在火里。
The fire is in the iron. The iron is in the fire.
但如果把那块铁从火里面拿出来。原来上面的锈就没有了。
However, if we take the piece of iron out of the fire, the rusty is gone.
等到冷却的时候，那块铁恢复它原来的颜色。
So when it is treated in the cold water, it returns to its original color.
就好像是一个旧的生命在圣灵里面得到重生。
It is exactly the old life becomes a new.
做了基督徒，从外面看，他还是原来这个人。
When you become a Christian and from your outside, from your look, and you are still the same person.
但是他里面的生命却是全新的。
But inside you are a new person.
主耶稣说，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子。
Therefore, Jesus said, if a man remains in me, and I in him, and this person will bear much fruit.
你在基督里，基督也在你里面。
When you are in Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ is in you too.
因为离了主，我们什么都不能做。
Because apart from Jesus Christ, we can do nothing.
这是一个诀窍，我们一定要知道。
This is the key. We must know it.
因为神给我们的救恩，一切的恩典都是在耶稣基督里。
Because the salvation from God and all the blessings from God is all in Jesus Christ.
圣经上说，神本性一切的丰盛。都有形有体的居住在耶稣基督里。
The Bible says, for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in the bodily form.
你们在他里面也就得了丰盛。
And you have been given fullness in Christ.
那我们到底怎么样可以在基督里呢？
How can we be in Jesus Christ?
枝子连在葡萄树上，我们是可以看得见的。
We can tell them when the branches are connected with the vine.
如果接口处有破口，我们也能够检查出来。
We can also find out if the connection has a break.
一个生了锈的铁块放到炉中去烧，我们也是人可以操作的。
A rusty iron, put it into the fire, so this can be operated by human beings.
那我们在基督里呢？
What about we are in Jesus Christ?
这个问题很像那位犹太人的官尼哥底母半夜去问耶稣如何重生。
This question seems like similar to the question that Nicodemus asked Jesus about reborn or rebirth.
他说人已经老了，怎么重生呢？岂能再进母腹再生一次吗？
Nicodemus asked Jesus, How can a man be born?When he's old, surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born.
耶稣告诉他，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
Jesus told him that flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit.
我们都知道，我们得救是因着信，圣灵将我们重生在基督里。
We all know that.We are saved because of our faith, and the Holy Spirit saved us.
我们是从信开始。
So we all start by our faith.
那是个起点，一直要信下去。
It is a starting point. We need to continue to have faith.
信到底。
Until the end.
有一节非常重要的经文，我想请大家看一下，在以弗所书三章十七节。
Let's look at the scripture Ephesians chapter 3 verse 17.
在
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 17.
教会的圣经啊、新约部分341面。
So Church's Bible page 341.
Yeah. 以弗所书三章十七节，这里保罗说，使基督因你们的信住在你们的心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 17 Paul said, So that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, and I pray that you being rooted and established in love.
所以我们得救是因着信，我们将来成义还是因着信。
Therefore, we are justified by our faith, and our faith makes us righteous.
就是不断的要信下去。
Therefore, we need to continue to believe.
世界上的人是看见了才信。
In this world, human beings, when they see it, they believe it. Seeing is believing.
实际上看见了就不需要信，那叫知道。
In fact, when you see it, you don't need to believe it. It's know.
但是我们信徒是信而看见。
But for Christians, we first believe, then we see.
信就是对那没有看见的事情的确据。
So belief or faith is the evidence of what we haven't seen, then we put our faith in it.
这是神所喜悦的。
So it's pleasing to God.
人看我是基督在我里面。
When other people see me, that the Christ is in me.
因为我们信主以后有不再一样的生命。
Because we have a new life after we believe in God.
我们因着信心生发出爱心。
So love flows from us because of our faith in God.
那是从神来的爱。
It is the love from God.
而神看我是在基督里。
But when God looks at us, we are in Jesus Christ.
就好像这一张白纸就是我自己。
Look like a piece of paper, blank paper.
我加在圣经里面，神看到的是这本圣经。
When the blank piece of paper is inserted into the Bible, then God looks at the Bible.
而不是那张白纸。
It's not the piece of paper.
因为我藏在基督里。
Because I am inside Jesus Christ.
所以我们的信心一定要。不断地走信心的道路。
Therefore, we need to walk the path of faith.
在创世纪里面记载了很多信心的先祖。
So in Genesis, and a lot of stories about the forefathers with faith.
他们就是这样一步一步地走出一条信心的道路。
So they walk step by step to create a faith of path.
我们看到那几千年前的雅各，原来跟我们是一样的小信。
Thousands of years ago, we look at Jacob, and so he had very little faith as we do today.
他凡事都是靠自己用尽各样的伎俩。
So everything he depended on himself, used his tricks.
但是最终他不断地学功课，成为一个有信心的人。
Eventually, he learned lessons one by one, and then he became a man of faith.
最后变成以色列。
At last,He became Israel.
所以我们信主以后要不断地有信心。
Therefore, after we become Christians, we still need to build up our faith.
是信靠主，不是自信。
Have faith in the Lord, not have faith in ourselves.
保罗说你们要常常靠主常常喜乐。
Paul said, rejoice in the Lord always.
呀，英文很好，是 rejoice in the Lord.
So English is good, rejoice in the Lord.
靠主就是 in the Lord.
靠主 rejoice in the Lord, in the Lord.
不是靠我们自己。
Not in ourselves.
不是靠我们因为有个好的 degree, 我们很喜乐。
So not based on our own degree, then we feel happy.
不是因为我们买到了一栋大房子我们而很喜乐。
Not because we are happy, we are happy not because we have a big house.
我们是因为在他里面。
Because we are in the Lord.
因为他是那个喜乐的源头。
The Lord is the source of joy.
你知道我们生活在这个世界上，我们有三个生活的中心。
We all know that probably we live in this world and we have three focuses or centers in our life.
第一个就是以我为中心。
One center is me-centered, self-centered.
就是我的看法，我喜欢这样。
So it always starts with I, me.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. 圣经上称这个就是旧我，是老我。
So the Bible refers to this kind of people, the old self.
我们刚信主的人都啊，上那个跟进班，我们会背一节经文，就是加拉太书的第二章二十节。
For the new Christians, we often recite scriptures in the Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
那章说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
So the chapter says, I'm already on the cross with Jesus.
所以那个我必须在十字架上。
So that self, me, should be pinned on the cross.
还有一个中心就是以世界为中心。
The other center is the world center.
这个世界对我们人的影响非常大。
So this world has very strong influence upon our human being.
大家都是这样做啊。
Everybody does this.
适者生存吗？
So that's why the fittest survive.
宽门很容易进。
So the wide gate is easy to enter.
大路也很容易走。
The wide road easy to take.
但是主耶稣说你们要进窄门。
But Jesus said, you need to enter the narrow gate.
要走窄路。
And take the narrow road.
因为只有这条路是通向永生。
Because this road leads to eternity.
还有一个中心是最好的。
The other center is the best.
就是以基督为中心。
The Jesus Christ center.
我们就相信一切的好处都不在他以外。
We all believe that apart from him,Nothing is good.
有一位牧师就是宣道会的创办人，他写了一首诗歌。
A pastor who created a national conference.
宣道会 Alan. 他很多人都会唱，就是精要主自己。
Everybody, a lot of people can sing that song. That's himself.
那歌词这样说，前要的是祝福，精要主自己。
It says, once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord.
一切在基督里，主是我一切。
Everything is in Christ, and the Lord is my all.
所以我们怎么样放下自己，放下这个世界？
Therefore, how can we give up ourselves and put away this world?
还是凭信心。
So it's entirely by our faith.
因为约翰一书第五章那里说，我们是因着信心胜过这个世界。
Because in John and chapter 5, because our faith, by our faith, we overcome this world.
因为离了基督，我们真的什么都做不了。
Apart from Jesus, we can do nothing.
葡萄树不结果子，那个枝子什么用都没有。
So the branches become nothing if it doesn't bear any fruit.
我们如果不在基督里，我们也是徒有虚名。
If we are not in Christ, we are nothing.
主耶稣在讲论这个比喻之前，就是在第十四章，他应许门徒说，圣灵将要降下与你们同在。
So in chapter 14, Jesus promised that Holy Spirit will come down, will be with you.
他在十四章的二十六、二十七节那里，他说。他要将一切的事指教你们，他就是指着圣灵，并且叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的。
In chapter 14, Jesus said to the disciples, The Holy Spirit will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you.Peace, I leave with you. My peace, I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives.
在十五章，主耶稣就是讲论葡萄树与枝子的比喻。
In chapter 15, Jesus talks about the parable of the vine and the branches.
到十六章，主耶稣接着在讲圣灵的工作。
So it continues in chapter 16, the Lord talks about the work of the Holy Spirit.
在十六章的末了，也就是主耶稣临别箴言的最后一句话，我们都很熟悉。他说：“我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。”
We are all quite familiar with Jesus' last words. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace.
他说是在我里面有平安。
Again, Jesus said, "In me." You may have peace.
在世界上你们有苦难，但是你们应该放心，因为我已经胜了世界。
In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
平安是这个世界最需要的。
This world needs peace.
很多人羡慕基督徒的平安喜乐，也想信耶稣。
A lot of people admire the peace and joy with Christians. Therefore, they want to become Christians.
就是要知道这个平安喜乐是因着在耶稣基督里。
But we need to know that the peace and joy comes from Jesus Christ.
保罗在监狱当中，在逼迫当中，他靠主大大喜乐。
When Paul was persecuted and when he was in jail, and by being in Lord, he felt overjoyed.
不是像世人所想的，他想得开。
And not like we thought about Paul. He doesn't care. We usually, the human beings would say, well, Paul doesn't care.
而是因为他在基督里。
But because Paul is in Jesus.
因为神是那喜乐的源头。
Because the Lord is the source of joy.
很多人都会唱一首歌叫《自耶稣住在我心》。
A lot of people can sing a song that the Jesus is in our hearts.
因为耶稣住在我们的心里，那个歌词当中说，喜乐潮溢我灵，如滚滚之海涛。
The song says, floods of joy over my soul, like the sea billows roll.
我们很多的团契现在在查考使徒行传。
So some of the fellowships now study Acts.
看到初期教会的门徒们，他们虽然面对逼迫，面对很多的困境，但是他们因着救恩有喜乐。
In early days, the disciples, even if they were persecuted or had hard times, but they felt joy because in the Lord.
圣经上说，有的人得救以后就欢欢喜喜的走路。
And in the Bible, it says some of the people when they are saved and they walk with joy.
甚至有的城里大有喜乐。
Even in the cities, and there was much joy.
同时我们也看到当时的门徒们，他们不断的祷告，同心合意的祷告。
And we also notice that the disciples, they prayed together with one mind, continue to pray.
保罗说你们要常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
Paul said, Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice.
这是他的监狱书信腓立比书当中第四章第四节的经文。
It is written in the Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 when Paul wrote this, he was in jail.
他在监狱里面还有什么好喜乐的？
What kind of joy could he have when he was in jail?
但是他还是靠主能够喜乐。
But in Lord, he felt great joy.
他在腓立比书的第四章六七节那里说凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安必在耶稣基督里赐给你们。
Again in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 Paul said, In everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your request to God and the peace of Godwhich transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
他在帖撒罗尼迦前书他又说要常常喜乐不住的祷告。
Again, Paul in Thessalonians, and he said, be joyful always, pray continually.
就是祷告不能停。
We cannot stop praying.
什么时候祷告停止了那根与天上的线就断掉了。
The minute we stop our praying, the link between us and heaven is broken.
就是跟天上那个喜乐的源头断掉了。
That's the break from the source of joy from heaven.
所以我们祷告不能停，我们的祷告永远不会太多。
Therefore, we need to pray continually, and it cannot, prayer cannot be too much.
什么时候觉得里面的力量不够，什么时候觉得我们不够喜乐，我们就祷告。
Each time you feel weak, whenever you feel sad, you can pray.
还不够就跪下来祷告。
If a simple prayer is not enough, we need to kneel down to pray.
相信我们的膝盖可以让我们的灵命能够增进。
We believe that our knees can increase our faith in Holy Spirit.
在基督里的喜乐，也就是在圣灵里面的喜乐。
The joy in Jesus Christ is the joy in Holy Spirit.
保罗说，神的国不在乎吃喝。
Paul said the kingdom of heaven doesn't rely on eat.
乃在乎公平
and it's the justification,
并圣灵当中的喜乐
and also the joy in the Lord.
他在哥林多前书里面两次对、啊、教会的信徒说，岂不知神的灵住在你们的心里吗？
In 1 Corinthians, Paul mentioned twice to his disciples,
他
Don't you know that yourselves are God's temple?
他这句话讲了两次，就是要提醒大家不要忘记。
And he referred that was the same statement he mentioned twice in order to ask the disciples not to forget this.
我们有这个宝贝放在瓦器里面，要显明这个莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们自己。
We have this treasure in the jar in order to show us that this love.And this joy is from God, not from ourselves.
主耶稣在最后的晚餐最后一句讲得很清楚，在世界上有苦难。
In the Last Supper, in his farewell words, Jesus made it very clear that there are suffering in this world.
因为这是世界。
Because this is human being world, human world.
昨天我们突然就看到纽约的曼哈顿发生了什么事情。
Yesterday we noticed something happening in Manhattan.
但是主的应许也是非常的清楚。
But God's promise is very clear too.
他说在我里面有平安。
In me, there are peace.
我们知道主耶稣复活以后多次向门徒显现。
We know that Jesus showed himself again and again to his disciples after resurrection.
福音书当中记载说主耶稣见面就对门徒说愿你们平安。
It is recorded in Gospels that each time when Jesus saw his disciples, he would say that, may peace be with you.
因为他是赐平安的神。
Because he is the Lord who gives us peace.
我们一定要相信神的应许。
We must believe in God's promise.
我们只要走敬虔的道路，过一个正常的基督徒的生活，就一定能够得着那一份喜乐。
If we are pious and have faith in the Lord and live a Christian life, we will get the joy and blessing.
如果信主以后不喜乐，我们一定要找原因。
We need to find out why we are not happy without joy if we become a Christian.
就是要学习过一个属灵的生活。
We need to learn to live a Christian life.
耶稣说，离了我，你们什么都做不了。
Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing.
我们需要记住这一句话。
We need to remember, keep that in mind.
因为用肉体去结果子是没有果效的。
Because by our own physical or flesh, we cannot bear fruit.
我们要结属灵的果子。
We should have the fruit of Holy Spirit.
就是那在耶稣基督里的平安喜乐。
That joy and peace in the Lord.
神造葡萄树就是为了要结葡萄。
When the gardener created the vine,he is doing it for the purpose of bearing fruit.
枝子连在葡萄树上而结果子是一个很自然的过程。
It is a natural process for the branches to be connected to the vine to bear fruit.
我们基督徒是神在耶稣基督里的新创造。
So we are the Christians, are the new creations in the Lord.
一个新的生命连结于那位赐生命的主，也应该是一个很自然的。
It is also a natural process for the new life to be created, to be connected with the creator of the new life.
因为他是我们的主。
But he is our Lord.
我们应当为他而活。
We live for the Lord.
我们可以全然地交托给他。
We submit ourselves completely to the Lord.
这是主耶稣的教导。
This is the teaching from the Lord.
也是圣经里面的真理。
It is the truth in the Bible.
我们一定要相信。
We should believe.
坚定的相信。
Firmly believe.
几千年来众圣徒走过的这条信心的道路，我们也要 follow.
For thousands of years, the disciples walked the path of faith. We should follow that path too.
耶稣在第八章说：“你们多结果子。”我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
The Lord said, and
第八节。
Chapter 15, verse 8. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples.
愿神在我们的身上能够得荣耀。
May God be glorified through us.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们真的就是感谢你，你愿意这样子来栽培我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are willing to prune us.
主，我们谢谢你在十字架上为我们所成就的救恩。
We thank you for the salvation by your sacrifice yourself on the cross.
我们因着重生，我们可以与你连结。
When we have a new life, we can be connected with you.
我们可以在你里面有那丰盛的生命。
We can have an abundant life when we are in you.
你给我们的喜乐是世界所不能给的。
The joy from you is something that the world cannot give.
也是世界不能夺去的。
And the world cannot take away.
恳求恩主，你就带领你的孩子常常与你联合。
We pray that you lead us to be connected with you all the time.
让世人看出我们就是你的门徒。
To assure the world that we are your disciples.
求你纪念你自己的话语。
Please keep us in your words.
在我们的心中做奇妙的工作。
Work in our hearts.
听我们恳切的祈求。
Listen to our earnest prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
我们下面唱一首生命圣诗第278首唯信靠主。
The responsive psalm in the hymn book, the Psalm 278, Trust in Jesus.
Thank you. 我们感谢神啊，万传道给我们这么好的信息。
We thank God for Minister Wang give us a wonderful message.
愿我们常住在主里面。
We pray that we always live in the Lord.
我们感谢神。
God, we thank you.
下面是欢迎和报告的时间。
It's the time for the welcome, newcomers, and the announcement.
如果你是第一次来到我们当中，请你站起来介绍你的姓名，让我们大家认识你。
Do we have anyone comes to us for the first time? Please stand up if you, this is the first time for you to be with us and introduce yourself to us.
有没有新来的朋友？
Any newcomers?
好。好，我们欢迎你们。
上海今天孙丽华 ，Just came here to Israel from Qingdao, China.
还有没有新的朋友
？Any other newcomers?
我们可以彼此问一下，好。
Let's greet each other.
因为今天是
Say hi to each other.
Yeah. 好，我们下面可以看我们的报告单。
Let's look at the program.
对，我们这里边有两件事比较重要。
Out of these items, two are most important.
这一个星期五是 Good Friday.
This Friday is Good Friday.
我们教会有特别的聚会。
We'll have a special event.
是从晚上五点到七点。
From 5 to 7 in the evening.
鼓励所有的弟兄姐妹们来参加。
We wish all the sisters and brothers can attend.
是时间是五点到七点。
On Friday, from 5 to 7.
然后接下来有姐妹的紧实祷告会。
After that, there will be the breakfast prayer meeting for the sisters.
也欢迎姐妹们来参加。
And also, we welcome all the sisters to join this prayer meeting.
如果你还没有报名的话，然后你想参加就可以报名。
If you haven't registered yet, please register immediately.
各个团契在星期在七点半之后还有仍然有正常的聚会。
So all the fellowships will have the regular activities after 7.
我们也为香港团契这个周末的退休会来祷告。
We also pray for the Hong Kong Fellowship Retreat this week.
愿神能够平安地看顾他们回来。
We ask God, the Lord, protect them and watch their steps when they come back.
还有一件就是下个星期日也没有巴士接送。
Next Sunday there won't be bus for pickup either.
如果你需要 ride 的话，可以找各团契的同工。
Please contact co-workers in each fellowship if you need a ride.
还有没有其他特殊的报告
？Any additional announcements from any of you？
那我们起立唱三一颂。
Let's all stand up in the doxology.
的神亲自使你们全然成圣，愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督再临的时候完全无可指责。 May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please be seated.
我们散会之后楼下有简便的好吃的午餐。
After service, there will be a simple but delicious lunch.
请大家留下来享用。
Please stay with us.
然后我们也可以借到这个机会来彼此的沟通。
And also we can have a communication, wonderful communication, take this opportunity.
我们来个我们做一个线上祷告。
We'll pray for the lunch.
天主主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们谢谢你爱我们。
We thank you for your love for us.
我们也愿意住在你的里面。
We are willing to stay in you.
我们也愿。
That you live in us.
因为你爱我们，我们也彼此的相爱。
Because of your love, we love each other.
我们为我。